Hey, welcome back to the Above Board podcast. And today you have me, John Kennedy, your host. And I had this epiphany the other day. Okay, epiphany is not really the right word. An epiphany is like some life-changing moment. This was more just this thought that I wanted to get out that I think made sense. So we're going to talk through it today. But so many people use these wearables or these fitness trackers. Why aren't we using or tracking our wealth the same way we're learning to track our health? So hear me out. We have Apple Watches, Garmin watches, the Oura Ring, or my own personal favorite, the Whoop Band, which I'm wearing right now if you're watching the video. By the way, shout out to Kristen Holmes from the Whoop Podcast, who was on our show last year. You can check her out on episode 75 if you'd like to go back and listen to us talk about measuring your sleep, your stress, your recovery, and that type of stuff. But back to the point at hand, it seems like we very much normalize in society to, and by the way, this is a positive thing, so do not misunderstand me, to track your health, track your steps, check your sleep score, look at your heart rate. That this is a great thing. We even talk about it. My company, Megan and Matt, have the Oura Ring, and we discuss our HRV, for example. Guess what no one's talking about, though? Money. We have health class in elementary schools. Again, great idea. So I'm not knocking the normalization of talking about our health, but we don't have a wealth course curriculum where we teach our youth about how to manage their money. What are we doing? Like, listen, guys, I don't want to get preachy here, but it's not okay to not understand your money. I'm not sitting here suggesting you need to know things to the level of which Michael Scott on our team does. Michael Scott's a chartered financial analyst. He handles all of our firm investments. You don't have to know it to that level, but saying it another way, it's like you don't need to be a doctor in health medicine to understand how to read your heart rate, how to track your health scores. So these narratives of, well, in my family, we don't talk about money, or I wish I had learned this when I was in school, that doesn't need to exist anymore. Let's enter our wealth era. Taylor Swift term for you Swifties that are listening to this podcast, and might I add, generously giving your time to listening to me instead of the latest Tortured Poets Department album. Shout out to you, Mackenzie. I thought you'd enjoy that one. Shout out to a fellow Swiftie. So what does entering our wealth era actually look like? Kind of simple, if you think about it. These wearables and health trackers that I mentioned, they're not that different than having a wealth tracker. Instead of having something linked up to your wrist, though, you'd have stuff linked up to your accounts, maybe monitoring your financial life, giving you real-time feedback. That's the point that we're trying to accomplish here. My Whoop will tell me, my Whoop band that I'm wearing, will tell me if I've had a good recovery the day prior. It takes my strain, which is kind of like my stress levels from work or maybe how hard I worked out, into account, coupling it with my sleep and other various factors. And it tells me if I'm ready for more strain that day ahead or if I should just chill and relax a little bit. Your finance tracker can do the same thing. It's going to tell you if you spent too much last week, and based on those past trends, maybe you shouldn't go out this weekend and you should dine in instead. And you're probably thinking, well, I'm smart enough to know that. I have a feel for those things. My question back to you is, are you really though? Because so many of us fall victim to our emotional bias instead of relying on data to help us and support us through making these tough decisions. That's why people wear these health trackers, to kind of reinforce these ideas for themselves. Like, yes, I want to stay healthy. Yes, you know, I can see things are maybe trending bad. I need, you know, you can monitor that. It's the same thing with monitoring your wealth. It's why the average American is less than 2 months away from bankruptcy, carries a $6,000 on average balance. And it's why the average on their credit cards, and it's why the average American saves less than 5%. We think we know these things, but in reality, we choose to ignore these vital signs of our financial health. So today, we're leaning into it. Again, it is not okay not to know your money. You can learn this stuff. I promise you, it's not hard. Indulge me for a moment on a few comparisons. So if you wear these wearables and health trackers, you're used to seeing things like your heart rate or your HRV. So let's use your heart rate and your HRV for a moment. That's kind of like your bank account and your credit score. Your HRV measures the variation in time intervals between heartbeats. And for me, it's like, you know, looking at these intervals of time and understanding where our cash reserves are. That's really, really important. If you have a high HRV, heart rate variability, that's typically a good sign that your body's in balance and it's ready for strain. Same can be said for your emergency savings account. Are you prepared for financial strain if life throws you a curveball? Or are you maybe not recovered from the last bit of financial stress or emergency that happened? You're still recouping and building that up. How about tracking your credit score? the way that we track our heart rate. How else could you know if your finances are out of whack? It's an important pulse to see where things are. What if someone opens up a credit card under your name? What if you have, you know, an old utility bill that you didn't even know wasn't paid, impacting your credit score negatively? Super easy stuff to track. Hey, thanks for tuning into our show. Are you looking for shorter daily episodes of Above Board delivered straight to your Amazon Alexa? Join Canterpath 365 and get our daily brief with market updates, financial news, and mini podcast snippets like from today. Sign up now at canterpath365.com and we'll see you there. Let me shift gears for a moment and talk about nutrition and calories. So my wife loves using the Weight Watchers app, and she's an avid follower of their point system. It helps kind of keep her on track for monitoring intake of her nutrition in the exact same way we track our expenses, if you think about it. Indulge in a nice dinner and dessert. The points on your Weight Watchers are probably going to be a much greater percentage or amount of your intake for compared to the rest of the day. Same thing with your wallet. If you indulge in that nice dinner and dessert out, it's probably a large portion of your spending that you did that day, and you're going to have to save or cut back somewhere else to offset that. So this is, we're all trying to figure out all of these ideas so far are just ideas for a healthier version of your finances. We're entering our wealth era, as I said earlier. So how about sleep tracking? So that's obviously, I mean, this is the number one thing that's most crucial for our physical health. And, you know, the same thing can be said for your finances. Having high levels of debt, it's going to lead to stress. It's going to lead to more bad choices when it comes to your financial situation, and then ultimately not achieving your financial goals. And so this is funny because the Whoop will actually tell me, like, if I've had a terrible night's sleep, it shows me this thing that it accumulates called your sleep debt. It literally uses the word debt. So your sleep debt. And there's really like no way to get out of that. The only way for me to get through that is to get better sleep the next night, get more sleep or deeper sleep, or maybe take a nap during the day, which is pretty much impossible as a business owner, financial advisor, and, you know, a parent. And so I know that a lot of people are hopeful that like the government's going to wave a wand and help your debt disappear. For example, like student loan debt. But that's not really taking much ownership over the situation. You got to put the work in. And there's really no way around it, only through it, to knock that debt down. And this is a really important one to track. A couple more that I want to mention. So how about steps? Like that was a big thing years ago, is tracking our steps. It's like monitoring your investment portfolio. How are we gauging on our progress towards these financial objectives? Looking at the growth and accumulation of your investment portfolio really helps you do that. And when you take all of these variables together and you kind of combine them, the Whoop calls it your recovery score. It's kind of like my readiness report for my day and how I did yesterday and like the amount of strain I can take on today. How about tracking your net worth? Like your net worth is literally a real-time reflection of the weeks, months, and years of hard work that you've put into it. And what is that number? Question to you, do you know what that number is? Because you should. And a lot of people don't know what that number is. So there are so many trackers and wearables that are not wearables, finance wearables. That'd be kind of crazy. But there's so many trackers like these fitness wearables that can do this for you. To name a few, there's Monarch, which formerly was Mint.com. There's YNAB, You Need a Budget, or Quicken. Now, some of these are free. Some of them cost money. We even have one that you know, if you're a client of ours, you already know, and you probably use yours daily, called MyPath, your MyPath client dashboard. And if you're listening to this and you want one, well, we can discuss that. You can find us find me on our various social networks and reach out to me. But that is not the point of this podcast, the, you know, promotional plug for our dashboard. The point is to do something. There are so many options out there and many of them are free. So find what works for you and do something. This month is the month of April is Financial Literacy Month. And I want to, as you're listening to this podcast, we're rounding out the month of April. So I want to end the month by kickstarting your financial journey. Listen, I 10 years ago or so, there was this really popular challenge called the Couch to 5K. And you've probably heard of it. My wife and I did it. We're in a different place in our fitness journey now because of it. We started small. I didn't try to tackle a marathon after not running for years and years. I literally just put one foot in front of the other and tried to work towards a healthier version of myself. I want this to be your wake-up call to do the same thing for your finances. And by the way, wherever you are in your financial journey, this applies to you. You could be in like the couch to 5K phase, which might be maybe earlier on in your financial endeavors and journey, or maybe you're about to run an Ironman and that might look like retirement. But we all need a little bit of extra encouragement and coaching and insight sometimes. And my call to action to you today is to remember that you need to learn about your money. You need to know about your money. That's my hope for you. So as we're wrapping up the Above Board podcast today, just remember some of these, just like fitness wearables, some of these really important things to track, like your pulse or your spend, your pulse on spending and budgeting, your credit score, tracking your investments, tracking your net worth. This stuff is so important. And by the way, if you found this podcast helpful or useful at all, share the show. I'd be more than appreciative, more than you could know, if you sent this to a person that could benefit from this and maybe even start their journey to a better financial version of themselves. So thank you again, as always, for being a listener and follower to the Above Board podcast. And as always, we will see you next Wednesday. Take care. Bye.